Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Let me tell you something about the Bible that very few people really understand. Now, many accept the Bible as the Word of God. That is true. Many accept the Bible as the prophecies that tell about from the beginning to the end. That is true. Many people believe that the Bible is so that we can become good people. That is true. But let me tell you what else about the Bible. The Bible is the master book, and if you don't have the Holy Bible in its original order, and you found the Bible that is it's hard to understand, then you need to get this Bible, the Holy Bible, in its original order. And we have a special offer right now on Church at Home. This is the most important book in the history of the world. And it is the most important book for living in the days that we are living in order to understand what is God doing on the earth? And what are human beings doing who live on the earth? As you look across the globe, you see that there are various societies all the way from barbarian to the most sophisticated and scientifically advanced civilizations in the world. And yet, everything that man does seems to end up in a disaster, though all their intentions are good. Man thinks that without God, yes, God, go away, will solve our own problems. Well, that's been since Adam and Eve. We'll look at that in a little bit. But now man has reached a point that he thinks that he can give immortality to human beings in the flesh. And that's a contradiction in terms, really, when you understand it. But let's come to Romans, the first chapter again, and let's see some verses which describe the progress of all civilizations and the progress of our civilization today. Now, we think we live in such a wonderful world because we have many conveniences. We think we live in a great world because we have modern scientific, incredible things that men are able to do. We'll talk about that a little later on. And yet, everything seems to be in crisis. Never really able to come to a point of peace and understanding. And Romans 1 is like a prophetic history and judgment from God on all human civilizations and every individual involved. So let's read it, Romans, the first chapter, in verse 18, because we're going to see what men are doing now. They feel that they are ready to go beyond being human because they're so intelligent and they're so wise and their technology is so great. And yet they reject God. And I will show you about one scientist who came that close to understanding that we really need God and missed it. And all of these things are foretold in the Bible. Because, you see, the Bible is God's message to every individual on earth. And especially today, since we have so many Bibles in the world. Not only to every individual, but to every group, every nation, every tribe, every language. And the book of Revelation talks about that a great deal, because as we have seen in the prophecies in the book of Revelation, it entails worldwide events. worldwide technologies, worldwide organizations. And it shows us very clearly that this whole world has been absolutely deceived by Satan the devil, and only the few that respond to God and believe him and answer the call are those who are going to be saved. So let's read it here. This is quite something what Paul wrote. Verse 18, indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness. And let's understand something. Ungodliness sometimes appears to be very right. It's like someone who's deceived. They think they're right. And we'll talk about human nature and how it came to be and how then only God can solve the problems we face. And unrighteousness of men, because they have their own standard of righteousness, but that's not the righteousness of God. So it's unrighteousness of men, meaning going against everything that God has commanded. And all of the commandments are here in the Bible. And pray tell, are the Ten Commandments hard to understand? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I know so. Anyone can read them and understand them. But you see, when people read it, they read it and say, yeah, but. Because human beings by nature think that their way is better than God's. And it was God who made human beings. But how did we get to this point? We'll see a little bit later as we go on. Because this is going to be a first in a series of transhumanism. Man wanting to make himself God. And this is nothing new. A lot of people think, oh, the advanced technologies we have today, they are incredible. No, we're going to see. There's nothing new under the sun. Let's go on here. Unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, don't they? Now, suppress the truth means to hold it down, to ignore it, to reject it, to substitute it, to deny it. And the truth begins with the Word of God. God is a God of truth who cannot and will not lie. His word is the truth of God. Yes, Satan and men have tried to pervert it, and that's why we have the Holy Bible in its original order. Because the truth of what God gave is still known and available. That's why the Holy Bible in its original order. Free from politics, free from agendas, free from religious tradition and bias of men. Because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. Everything about God is there and visible and understandable. An atheist will say, everything came from nothing, but you ask him about his fine, expensive, well-engineered car. Have him tell you how that evolved. Wow. This is very well made. By whom? How does that compare to what God has made? So you see the insanity of human beings and their unrighteousness. They suppress it. They suppress it in religion. The truth about God, the Jews suppress it with Judaism and say, we reject the New Testament and we keep our traditions and not the laws of God. Catholics say, we don't even need the Bible. Protestants say, oh, we're God's people, but you don't have to read the Old Testament. You know, all of that's done away, and you don't have to keep the law. Suppressing the truth and unrighteousness. For the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world. Now, we're going to, a little later, talk about the invisible things of God and talk about where matter comes from and what men are doing. Being understood by the things that are made, both as eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Why is such death and destruction and absolute obliteration of most of human life going to come at the hand of the returning Jesus Christ? Your answer is right here. They are without excuse. What excuses do you have? You ever thought about that? Do you have a Bible? Well, God got it there to you. Have you read it? What excuse are you going to give God? See, because every human being has free moral agency and choice, and we need to choose God's way. Now, here is a very key verse, because when they knew God, now there were times, there were two important times in the history of the world that there was no question as to who God was. And then the third time, when Jesus, who was God manifested in the flesh, came. And the fourth time, when Jesus was raised from the dead. And the fifth time, when God destroyed Jerusalem. And all of the prophecies down through the book of Daniel, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. Every generation has had an opportunity to know God, one way or the other. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own reasonings, their own imaginations, their own thoughts. I know more than God. I've got a theory over here. They look and see men in their incomplete state, which we are. God made us incomplete, and God made us to be improved. God made us to change. And they say, we'll make man better, but God, stay out of our lives. See, don't interfere with what we're doing, because we're so brilliant, we're so great, we are so fantastic. We are going to create a society that is going to have peace and love and joy, and we are going to create human beings. See, no more evolution, see. Oh, they say, we believe in evolution, and then when it comes to transhumanism, they deny evolution because then they have to change it by direction. They have to change it by recreating, by transference of genes. But became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They reject God. They worship and idolize their own minds and the intellectual minds of others. While professing themselves to be the wise one, yes, we are the elite. We are educated. We have the knowledge. We have the scientific things that we can do. They became fools. And we'll see how they became fools. Now, there's a penalty for all of this because God abandons people to their own lusts, to their own sins. You abandon God, God will abandon you. You claim God for yourself in a way that is not repentant and coming to God, you destroy yourself. You destroy other people. And how is it that human nature is the way that it is? And what on earth is going on? Now, there is a book out that is called Transhumanism Destroying the Barriers. How are they going to do that? See, there are certain barriers that human beings come up against. One of them is if you stop breathing, you're dead. How are you going to change that?
For the past 20 years, the emerging field of science known as transgenics has evolved from genetically engineered food to the more complex and complicated field of transhumanism, where animal DNA can now be spliced into human DNA, creating the promising yet frightening possibility of a new form of human.
We are going to be able to do things with genetics. We'll be able to heal our bodies. We'll be able to make ourselves stronger. There was a great deal of promise that was emerging quickly, and the science to back it up, at least in theory. Animals can also see into areas of the light spectrum that we cannot see into. And that is viewed in transhumanism as a future benefit and even one of the causal reasons we would want to merge ourselves with the animal kingdom so that we can open these new modes of perception into realities that right now we are blinded to. Professor Francis Fukuyama reviewed emerging fields of science and then the philosophy of transhumanism, in which he considered the combination of those two to probably be the most dangerous science and technological and philosophical concepts in the history of mankind, which he believes could very quickly lead to an extinction-level event. In the way that in the past, between the Soviet Union and the United States, we were in an arms race over nuclear arms, transhumanism is the near future arms race, and it is considered to be of such importance that the top scientific mind at the Pentagon put out a press release recently called Jason's Fear, Brain Modified Foes, in which they were talking about this technology in the hands of our enemies. And what they were saying was, we have to get at the forefront of this technology. See, this is how we're going to be forced into this. It's not a matter of whether we should or whether it's ethical. We have to do it. In terms of what transhumanists are aspiring to through the use of these new sciences, biotechnology, nanotechnology, neuropharmacology, they all have great ology names and ism names, but what they may do is lead us literally into the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
So it involves altering human bodies. See, we're so smart now, we know so much about the human mind, the human body, that now with our technology, we can enhance human life and bring immortality. Raymond Kurzweil says, by 2030, we will be immortal. And it all begins by having our minds uploaded and downloaded on supercomputers. Imagine coming home from work, come home at night, you sit down in your chair, and you have a plug-in in your head, and you boop, plug it in, and you work a computer, and it downloads every thought that you had that day. Oh, that'll be so good! Really? What about all the evil thoughts that you had? You want those downloaded as well? So this is bioengineering and genetic engineering. Doesn't just involve crops anymore or animals anymore. It involves the ability, they say, to improve mankind. This book, Transhumanism, Destroying the Barriers, written by Nick Bostrom, Oxford University philosophy professor and director of Future of Humanity Institute. I wonder if they have a Bible there. Because you see, the Bible foretells the future of humanity and God's plan for mankind. Now, all of the scientists, all atheists, by the way, yes, we believe in ourselves, we believe in our science, we believe in what we can do. So here's what they want to do. They have this yearn to reach intellectual heights as far above any current human genius as humans are above other primates. Well, that sounds good. Everyone wants to be smarter, don't they? Everyone wants to be mentally alert. be able to do phenomenal things with the brain, and they know that we don't use as much of our brain as we ought to. So let's gear up the brain full time. Huh? Let's run at maximum speed day and night and see what we can come up with. Oh, what geniuses we will be. They want to be resistant to disease and impervious to aging, to have unlimited youth and vigor, to exercise control over their desires, moods, mental states, and to be able to avoid feeling tired, hateful, irritable about petty things, to have increased capacity for pleasure, love, artistic appreciation, and serenity, to experience novel states of consciousness that current human brains cannot access. It seems very likely that the simple fact of living an indefinitely long, healthy, active life would take anyone to post-humanity if they went on accumulating memories, skills, and intelligence. That's something, isn't it, huh? Everyone wants that. A little catch. What do you do with evil? There are others who are working on the same thing, who want to produce evil things. That's the military, the Department of Defense. And the militaries of foreign countries are trying to use this new science. Now, we'll talk about the science that it involves in a little bit. To create new weapons and even indestructible soldiers. Yes, let's genetically engineer them. Let's clone them. Have you seen the movie The Universal Soldier? Have you seen the movie where they take a little skinny man and they put him into this machine and they give him muscles and brawn and he comes out as an improved superhuman? It's interesting. Now, my wife, Dolores, has always said that Satan telegraphs what he's going to do through the movies. And this is what they're doing now. Who would have ever thought that it could be? Who would have ever thought that this did happen in the history of man at one time in the past? And who would have ever thought that what we're discussing here was also foretold by Jesus Christ, that in the days leading up to his return, it would be this way? Remember what President Obama did when one of the first things when he took office? He changed the stem cell law that the previous president, George Bush, had limited the government to funding experiments on stem cells. And everyone thought, well, this is only for little babies. No, this is to expand transhumanism. As he writes in this book, is we're almost talking about the creation of human animal chimera from which those stem cells are being derived. And so now tax dollars are being used for it. Amazing. So there's an awful, awful lot to this. This is why very few in the world of religion and philosophy have the answer unless they turn to the Bible. So living in the times that we are living in, you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because God is giving a warning, and God is giving a calling, and God is going to intervene in world events at the appropriate time. And there's a lot of time that is left. And so what are we going to do when we begin seeing human beings with animal genes added to them being produced? And then these are displayed as a wonderful model for the future of human beings. We'll have greater athletes, greater soldiers, we'll have more intellectual people, we'll be able to solve our problems. So you need this book, Lord, What Should I Do? So that you can get your perspectives straightened out as to how you can begin to find the truth of God in this world. And then you need the Holy Bible in its original order so that you can read and understand with confidence that here is a Bible that is devoid of human tradition, of human laws, sticking straight to the Hebrew and the Greek of the originals to present to you the full Word of God in modern English so you can understand it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And so this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.